Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Divine love of Christ, we open our hearts this evening to welcome you and the Brotherhood, that we may perceive with great clarity that which is to be offered. May we in all humility listen, learn, create that which we are supposed to create as individual priests in the order of Melchizedek, which has so much power. We ask your blessing on the war-torn countries of the world, on those who've been catapulted out of their bodies, and those who've been left in the wreckage, dying for a glass of water, something to eat. May we understand that by doing our prayer and our mass, that we have a power to lift this thing to greater heights. We and do that, and also we pray that we may see you as you truly are. Open our eyes to your glory, open our hearts to your love, that we may no longer see through a glass darkly, but behold you face to face. In your name, the matchless name of Christ, the only Son from the Father, so shall it be.
So shall it be.
Stand within a light. All around is darkness, but the light shines in this darkness. It shines from above my head. It encloses me, it enfolds me. And outside the light, I hear snowflakes falling from the sky, as though the heavens themselves were weeping. In this darkness, I see dimly at first, and then with greater clarity, the outline of a large wooden door. The door is shaped like one of those entries to an old cathedral. And the wood shines dimly in the darkness with the reflection of the light. And on the door, which is in two halves, is carved the figure of Joseph and Mary on the donkey. It's a nativity scene, but it's also a scene of a journey. It's also a scene of something new coming into this old world. And the door begins to open. It opens, the two halves fold outwards towards me. And at the threshold, I see the lady. And she takes me across the threshold into the greyness of the astral worlds. And we're walking, at least we seem to be walking. There is the illusion of speed, almost an urgency. And the clouds around us start to thin as we arrive, we travel into the higher astral realm. The realms which are above the emotional connections, above the petty angers and irritations of the human psyche, above the needs and desires and the little greedinesses that inhabit our psyche, which we can rise above with the help of spirit. And this skies become clear and blue, and underneath my feet, underneath our feet, the grass is green. And we have come to a structure, at least I think it's a structure, it's a strange structure. It's a wall, a five-sided wall with a gate in the centre, or at the centre of one of the vertexes, if you like, of the pentagon. And there is no roof to the wall, it's not like a castle. But the door in the wall opens and the lady again takes me across the second threshold. And to my amazement, I'm in a garden. It's a beautiful garden. It's a garden filled with roses. And now that we're inside the garden, I see that beds of roses line each of the five walls. And each of the roses are different colours. Not all the roses are out. But we begin at the, by turning to the right, and we begin with the wall of red roses. And before we can do this, the lady points out to me that there is a statue at the commencement of this walk along the first wall. And the statue is of a young woman, and she holds in her arms a big urn, if you like. Urn, is that the right word? A big vase. And the lady points out that there is something like a piece of parchment that is emerging from the first, from this urn. And she says, take it out and read it. And I open the roll of parchment, and on it is inscribed a single word. I think it's in Latin, Energeia. And the lady explains as we begin walking along the first wall, that in this year, the task of every human soul is to begin, or in many cases, continue certain transformations. And there are five transformations that the human soul must engage in this year. And the first is energeia, which really means energy. How do we use our energies? How do we use our passions? How do we use our longings, our yearnings? What is it that we long for? Let's be honest about what we yearn for. Let's not hide it away. And we need to transform this level in the human psyche, because when it's misused, it leads to anger, resentment, guilt, aggression, hostility. And when these energy levels are not healed, then the result is war on so many levels. And there's much more explanation that's given to me on the mental levels about this, to be expressed perhaps throughout the year. We move on to the second part of the fivefold path. And here the roses are mostly not in bloom, with perhaps one or two roses with an orangey hue, almost a dusky hue. And again, there's another parchment roll for me to read, and I unroll it. And this word, it's another Latin word, patience, meaning patience. I say to the lady, I'm not really very good with Latin. Couldn't you have given it to me in Greek? And she says, well, if you need to be clever, John, the Greek word is apatheia. Well, actually, I do know what that word means. This is the level of the human being where we deal with the body, the physical world, all manifestations of the spirit within the world. And this is the second transformation that we will see happening in this year, because we need to treat the physical world with patience, which means patience, kindness, beauty, acceptance, and apatheia, which means desirelessness. And we are held as human souls into this level of existence through the exercise of desire. And what do human beings desire? They desire more. They desire to be comfortable. They desire money, that's a big one. They desire sex. They desire relationships. Oh yes, that goes really well with the misuse of energy. And no wonder that our world is on the cusp of declining irreversibly. And so the word the order, the direction given in this year to deal with our own physical bodies is patience. And boy, some of us are going to experience many situations arising from the physical body that will enable us to beautifully practice the virtue of patience. So when things are not going our way, it's patience. When we don't get what we want, it's apatheia or desirelessness. And there is more. But as I'm experiencing the communication, the lady takes me to the third wall. The third wall is filled with beautiful golden yellow roses. And the word for this wall is mens, which is Latin for mind, but it means more than mind. It means the thinking ability. And this is the third aspect that we must be prepared to transform and to renew in this year 2024. We move now to the fourth wall. And on this wall, the roses are purples, deep purples. There are even blue roses, all sorts of shades of blues and purples and violets, which is interesting because I've never seen a blue rose within this world. They only exist in spirit. But because they exist in spirit, one day they will also exist in this physical reality. And the word for the fourth wall, the wall of the blue roses, is amor, which is love. And so the fourth direction that's given to us is to love. Forget everything else, forget the rules, forget the wonderful occult, metaphysical, spiritual practices. Without amor, without love, without the power that exudes from the heart, nothing else has meaning. And we move to the fifth wall. And the fifth wall, I actually cannot describe it because it's as though all the roses here are made of light. And the word, of course, for the fifth direction of the soul is lux, or light. And light and love are different powers. Love is what makes us human, but light is what will make us divine. And the lady explains to me that the two faculties which would most heal, and which does most heal the human soul, are love, and that includes love of self, love of one's past lives. Where are we damaged? Where do we have hang-ups? Where do we feel pain? So much of who we are, we created in the past. We stole, perhaps. We misused gifts that were entrusted to us. We killed others for gain, for territory, for conquering. And we have to love the fact that we did that. We may not be proud of who we were or what we did, but that will only be healed through the act of love. And love will make us fully human, but light will transform us into the divine. And we are blind to light very often, because light is not just perceived through the eyes or through a clairvoyant vision. It's heard as a calling, as a voice which whispers softly, come, come and see. When the disciples of Jesus asked him where he was staying, he didn't give a big explanation and GPS coordinates. He said to them, come and see. And that's what the light does. It says, come. So that the fifth direction for this year is to listen and to come and approach the light more and more closely and make it part of ourselves. Now, in the centre of the garden, and I'm only just noticing this, is a set of stairs. And the stairs are descending into the earth. And the lady indicates that it's time to descend the stairs. And there's part of me that's very worried. I don't want to leave the garden. It's beautiful. I feel comfortable here. I feel at peace. The lady says that the way to the higher is through the lower. The way to divinity, to becoming a god, is to suffer the pain of bearing God within yourself. And I hear what she says, and I reluctantly go down and down into the where the stairs are leading. And strangely enough, the further we go, the deeper we seem to go, the lighter my consciousness becomes. And as we keep walking, the light around us increases, and we come to the edge of a vast arena, a huge stadium. And I've come here in the past 20 odd years very often, for this is the gathering of the brotherhoods, not just the brotherhood of the Order of Melchizedek, but the gathering of 60 brotherhoods. And some one might rank as higher than the Order of Melchizedek, some might rank as lower, but in spirit, you see, there's no high nor low. There's no better nor worse. There's no moving on. There's only being called to who you are. And as Melchizedek priests, this is our first calling, that we hear. We may not understand why. We may be flabbergasted, but we hear the calling to become ordained, which really means to be reconnected with the order of Melchizedek in this life. And we descend the central aisle, and we take our seats in one of the long rows of and the speaker for this year comes to the podium, to the centre of the stage. There is a long pause whilst he looks at us and he scans us, and within each of us, I imagine, because it's the case with me, I'm asked to recall my deeds and actions for the year of revelation, and I'm asked to consider the revelation that came to me, which came to me near the end of the year. And everyone who received that word in spirit, whether consciously or unconsciously, at the end of the year had to discover their revelation. And sometimes it's not a very good revelation. Sometimes it's a discovery of what we failed to do, or at least we think we failed to do. It's not always a wonderful blessing and discovery that we are unique and highly advanced souls. The brotherhood doesn't usually work that way. But it might be a glimpse of potential that we should work with for the future. And the future, of course, is now. And the speaker says, the word given for this year is also from the book of Revelation, the final book in the Bible, and the one that contains the whole. And the word is this, or the saying is this: he makes everything new. And he pauses for a moment to let us assimilate that. He makes everything new. It's in the last chapter in the Bible. So the name of this year is the year of making everything new. And he says, that is why you have received the five directions for the year. You have received the direction of energeia, or how you use your energy. Make it new. Use your energy in a way that creates something new within your life, within the world. You've received the direction, patience, desirelessness, if you like, kindness. Treat yourself and your body with patience, with kindness. Don't set impossible goals. Feel within yourself what you can build and build it anew. You've received the third word, mates, mind, thinking. Change your thinking. That's the only way to make your world new. You create the world that you inhabit through your thinking. Your likes and your dislikes, they are created through your thinking. Perhaps your thinking has been created by past traumas in this life or other lives. But it's time to move beyond blaming the mother or the father or anything else. Because this is the year to make everything new. If you don't make your mind new, then your world will not change. The fourth word, amor, love. The Melchizedek priest, and here I'm only hearing what he's saying to the Melchizedeks, the Melchizedek priest is incarnated to pour the love of Christ into the world. And this will happen no matter the consciousness or the intent. The Melchizedek priest may fall asleep, but having been ordained, they can still be used as a vessel and a vehicle for Christ. They can say that they've moved on, that they no longer feel the priesthood. It doesn't matter. You've said yes. Whatever you think, love will pour into you, and you'll have to pour that love out into the world in some way. You will find a way to do it. And for those who have embraced the priesthood with their consciousness, then the call will become clearer and greater ability to express love will be given. And you will be drawn by what you love to what you need to practice in your life. And the fifth direction looks or light. And he looks around us and he says, but you are beings of light. Light is your essence. Light is your core. Light is who you are. And you will return to the light. You came from the light and you will return to the light. And as we are watching the thousands of us, all the members of all the brotherhoods who are being told what has to happen this year and how we have to encourage that, the speaker begins to transform. And it's impossible to explain or communicate the transformation. But the speaker is clothed in a river of living power. And we are witnessing the manifestation of Christ on this level of spirit. And Christ looks around, but Christ doesn't say a word. And we don't say a word. For there are no words. And from his heart center, there emanates a radiance. And as I'm looking at it, it's like a coil or a spiral. It reminds me of the fireworks that we used to have when I was young. We had the Catherine wheel, which was in a spiral, and you would light one end and it would light up and spin round and round. And that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the heart center of Christ expand and move and rotate. And within the heart of Christ is the whole universe, all the galaxies, which are also in spirals, all the biological energies also in spirals, all the atoms, all the elementary particles, which also move in spirals and in circles and never stop. And what I'm given to understand is that change happens from the heart. Energeia, move the heart. Don't let it sit there. If you feel happy with yourself, if we feel self-satisfied, if we feel we've got the intellectual doctor's bag and all we have to do is reach into it for solutions to our life's problems, why not just throw it out? We don't need solutions to problems. What we need is the energy of change. Problems are not there to be solved. If you have a problem with something, stop looking for a solution. Look into self. Change self. It is so simple. And the act or the intent to change self starts that inner Catherine wheel moving, and sparks start to fly, and an incredible light display starts to emanate from within the heart. And it's catching, because once the heart center is open, then so do all the other centers in their course, and we become the universal being. Everything fades now, but the vision of Christ still abides. And for a time, I'm in the, how can I call it, the meeting room, the boardroom, where the order of Melchizedek, or the, what can I call it, the board of directors for the order of Melchizedek is assembled. And we are given our directions for the order. And the speaker says, this is very simple. The time of the outward manifestation of the order is coming to an end. The mysteries of the order are available, but only for a few more years. Gradually, the mysteries of the order are withdrawing from the human psyche, from human consciousness. And this is so that humanity does not get attached to the outward expression of the mysteries and idolize them, worship them. And this has been the history within the order, that the mysteries are given outward manifestation, and that may be through the service, through the mass, through the baptisms, through the ordination, through the buildings themselves, which once were filled with spiritual power and no longer are filled with spiritual power. Because the order of Melchizedek is withdrawing. And whilst the ordination will be available to for the next 50 or 60 years, after the end of the century, it will no longer be possible for souls to be ordained into the order of Melchizedek. So we still have 50 or 60 years to do our work, or at least some of us have. Some of us are going to be back in incarnation by that time. But the work that we have to do is to accept the closing of the order, the retreat of certain expressions that we have loved. And yet those expressions, those mysteries, will always be available to the priest who has learned to listen to the yearning and the call within the heart. So the task of the order in this year, to facilitate the year of making all things new, is firstly to work with the five directions given on the personal level. That's the problem, of course, the old church had in the past. Someone would stand up in a pulpit and give a nice sermon on energy, or on the mind, or on patience and kindness. And there are lots of lovely passages in the Bible that you can use to create such sermons. But that was the old expression of the priesthood. The new expression says, start within. Make the changes within. Change self, and everything else will follow. So, this year, my fellow priests, my beloved ones in the order of Melchizedek, look at how you use your energy. Renew your energies and the direction of expression. Be kind, be gentle to your physical body. It's the only one you've got at present. And the kinder you are to it, the better it will treat you. Check your thinking. Watch your thoughts. That is the core directive of the Christ power. Watch and pray. And not watch other people. Watch yourself. Watch those thoughts. And then the expression of love. And this is what is at the core of the Melchizedek priesthood. To be initiated into the deeper mysteries of the order of Melchizedek can only occur through an outpouring of love from the heart into the world. And finally, to walk in the light. And when one walks in the light, then the darkness simply cannot comprehend who you are. And then we shall indeed behold his glory, our glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. So shall it be.